about how God watches over us. Scripture tells us in many places that God watches over us, especially the righteous. In Proverbs 15:3, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." In 1 Peter 3:12, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Psalm 145, verse 20, "The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." Psalm 1:6, "For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." Psalm 121 is a special psalm about God watching over us. "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. I have spent a lot of my life asking our Heavenly Father to watch over my family, scattered in different countries. I have realized that I cannot pray this kind of prayer and expect the Lord to answer if I harbor sin and unforgiveness in my heart. Even with our Heavenly Father watching over me and my heart is clean, I understand that he sometimes allows tragic, hurtful, or different things to happen. I still continue to pray for God to watch over us. I am writing this devotional while visiting my daughter and family in Alexandria, Egypt. This is my third visit here. Every day, my grandchildren cross a very busy road right outside their apartment building. There is no median or crosswalk. There are many motorbikes that are often obscured by the cars, so there is a lot to watch for. Once in a while, some driver will stop to allow them to cross, but not often. This causes me some anxiety, and I constantly pray these past 6.5 years for our Heavenly Father to watch over them. It has been hard for me to trust. How comforting to know that the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. That's from 2 Chronicles 16:9. And that his eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. Psalm 101:6. I'm closing with some wonderful verses from Psalm 33. "From the heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love." Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your constant protection over all aspects of our lives, from daily commutes to major life transitions, acting as our shade, shield, and eternal keeper against all evil, ensuring our going out and coming in forever. Strengthen our hearts to trust you. We give you our thanks. Amen.